WCF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Days after President Biden's visit to Israel, humanitarian aid could finally begin flowing into Gaza from Egypt, where tens of thousands of Palestinians are in need of food, water, and fuel. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visited the border in Rafah today.
These trucks are not just trucks. They are a lifeline. They are the difference between life and death for so many people in Gaza.
Israel bombarded the Gaza Strip early this morning, hitting areas where Palestinians have been told to seek safety. And Israel's begun evacuating a town near the border with Lebanon, which could be caught in crossfire with jihadists. Correspondent Ian Lee is in Tel Aviv.
Hezbollah would make Gaza look like a sideshow. They have more sophisticated weapons, more missiles, more rockets. They have their battle hardened from fighting in Syria, so they are a real formidable foe. Mm-hmm. And that's what Israel is doing. They're preparing for that.
Last night, President Biden urged Congress to approve new aid for Israel and Ukraine, but it won't be possible until Republicans approve a new House Speaker. They'll hold a third vote today. Jim Jordan isn't giving up hope despite dwindling support.
There's been multiple rounds of votes for Speaker before. I just know that we need to get a Speaker as soon as possible so we can get to work for the American people.
If you go to the pharmacy today to look for cold medicine, you might not find what you're looking for.
CVS Health will no longer sell cold and cough medications containing phenylephrine. An FDA advisory committee recently concluded oral phenylephrine does little to relieve congestion. There are nearly $2 billion in annual sales in the U.S. for decongestants with the ingredient. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
When it comes to milk for toddlers, the American Academy of Pediatrics says you can't beat the real thing. The group has issued a warning. Powdered drink mixes promoted as toddler milks for kids up to three are unregulated, unnecessary, nutritionally incomplete, and filled with sugar and salt. Oscar-winning director Martin Scorsese is promoting his new movie, debuting today.
Move. Said the great white father.
Killers of the Flower Moon with Robert De Niro and Leonardo DiCaprio tells the true story of the murders of members of the Osage Native American tribe in the early 1920s. Running time, 3 hours and 26 minutes. Scorsese explained to CBS Mornings.
In the case of length, we knew this would be a bigger picture. And I thought that we would take a chance. And why not give the respect to movies, cinema, whatever you want to call it, that you give to theater.
S&P futures down 14. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Proposed legislation in Wisconsin could require impaired drivers to pay child support if they cause a crash that kills a parent or guardian. According to a WPR report, current law says someone convicted of a crime could be ordered to pay restitution based on factors like their ability to pay and the needs of the victim's dependents. Under the two proposed bills, the judge would have the discretion to set an amount of child support based on the finances of a surviving parent and the standard of living of the child. Wisconsin's Joint Committee on Employment Relations approved a pay plan for state employees that withheld pay raises for universities of Wisconsin employees this week. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has taken aim at diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at the universities of Wisconsin, promoting a budget cut of $32 million for the universities to get rid of DEI positions. The pay raises will affect over 35,000 Wisconsinites working for the universities. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players.
We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5.
The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Thank you.
is Bob Dylan on the radio on a Friday morning. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. We got 50 degrees in Richland Center and 43 degrees in Eau Claire. And if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing this morning, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Again, that's 715-388-7155. And you could also send me an email message if you would like to. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled S-T-U. Hey, the next thing I want to get to, actually a couple of things here. Wisconsin is making national news. And no, it's not because we have the most gerrymandered maps in the country, although we have made the news for that before, right? The national news. But this is an interesting story I found at the Washington Post. Yeah, Wisconsin making national news because a DeLorean was found in a barn. Have you heard this story? It says, this is from the Washington Post. The headline says, a time capsule DeLorean was found in a barn. It had 977 miles on it. This piece was just posted this morning at the Washington Post. It says the 1981 DeLorean DMC-12 stashed away inside a barn in southern Wisconsin never disappeared into thin air, never set a parking lot afire with flaming tire tracks, and never reappeared from nowhere coated in ice. And it had been years, if not decades, since the car, made famous in the 1985 classic Back to the Future, had hit anything approaching 88 miles per hour. And yet, as the futuristic-looking car's factory tires deflated, an army of mice scurried around and nested inside it. And the odometer held firm at 977 miles. The DeLorean nevertheless became a time machine of a sort. Quote, it was literally sinking into the earth of this gravel floor barn, untouched for years, said Michael McElhatton. McElhatton is the way I'll pronounce it. Michael McElhatton, owner of DeLorean Midwest, an auto shop in Crystal Lake, Illinois, that works exclusively on DeLoreans. McElhatton, 46 years old, learned of that particular DeLorean late last month when a man named Mark from New Mexico called the shop to tell him he had a DeLorean for sale. At first, McElhatton didn't think much of it, uninterested in driving at least 17 hours and 1,100 miles to check out what could be a bust. But then Mark revealed that he was contacting McElhatton on behalf of his Uncle Dick, the car's original owner, who had been storing it inside his barn in southern Wisconsin, about 65 miles north of McElhatton's shop. And then came the hook that really snagged McElhatton's interest. The car had 977 miles on it. McElhatton, who's serviced nearly 1,300 DeLoreans in the 17 years he's worked on them, knew he'd have to go check it out. On October 3rd, he drove his SUV and trailer to meet with Kevin Thomas, with whom he runs a YouTube channel called DeLorean Nation, before heading to Dick's 60-acre property in Dousman, Wisconsin. On the way, he started filming for a 30-minute video he would post 3 days later to the YouTube channel. Quote, it's always cool to see another one kind of come out of the woodwork that has been lost to the community, he said of DeLoreans, excited to see what we find up here, end quote. McElhatton and Thomas met Dick, who directed them to the barn and the DeLorean inside it. The exterior was covered in dust, the interior in mouse poop. I hope it's okay to say mouse poop on the radio. Aside from that, the car was in remarkably good condition for being more than 42 years old and was extremely original, sporting the same parts it did when it came off the line in Belfast in April of 1981. Looking at the VIN, the vehicle identification number, Miguel Hatton figured out it was the 571st DeLorean of the 9800 that would ultimately be made. I read that wrong. It wasn't 9800, it was 9080. Okay, so only 9,080 of those vehicles made. This guy, Miguel Hatton, has already worked on 1,700 of them, it said. His quote is, "This thing literally is a time capsule." The 977-mile DeLorean hadn't suffered some of the woes Miguel Hatton had seen in hundreds of other cars over the years. It hadn't been driven much, so it never had parts replaced. It was left in a barn, protected from the sun, which can do irreversible damage within a year, cracking dashboards and instrumentation, forcing owners to replace them with parts that are nice, but not original. Quote, "Sun fade is a huge killer for cosmetics," he said. Miguel Hatton said that Dick told him he was the original registered owner after a Milwaukee car dealership kept the vehicle unregistered from 1981 to 1991, something he confirmed with a bill of sale. Dick said he bought it then because he liked the look of it, and every now and then he'd appreciate the car not by driving it, but by merely going out to the barn to marvel at its sleek, streamlined stainless steel, Miguel Hatton remembered him saying. After a few years, he wondered why he'd bought it in the first place. And so for decades, the DeLorean mostly sat in the barn, giving way to gravity, an ever-thickening blanket of dust, and a long lineage of mice. Miguel Hatton estimated that the car hadn't been driven in at least 15 years. All the while, the DeLorean, mainly because of the trilogy of Back to the Future movies made between 1985 and 1990, etched a deeper and deeper groove in America's collective imagination. So now there's one more DeLorean. Evidently, they're going to restore it, and maybe you'll see it on the road someday. 9:18, got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, slight chance of rain, lows around 45. For Saturday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 56 and northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 54.
Currently 42 degrees.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 24 minutes after 9 o'clock and the road to joy. Music from Peter Gabriel on this Friday morning. We've got 39 degrees in Amory right now, 41 degrees in Hayward. And the next thing I want to get to, Wisconsin State Journal reporting that Wisconsin may have a new official cocktail, right? We've got all kinds of official things. We have an official drink and an official bird, an official state animal, an official tree, an official state ballad. But now we may have a new official state cocktail. So do you have an idea of what it is? Of course, it's going to be a brandy old fashioned, right? And I have a story here from the Wisconsin State Journal, Madison.com. with a headline that says, "Who doesn't love an old-fashioned?" Lawmakers seek to make drink official Wisconsin cocktail. This piece was just posted this morning, and it says, "Sweet or sour, you can have it either way. And if two Wisconsin lawmakers get their way, You'll be drinking Wisconsin's official state cocktail the next time you order a brandy old-fashioned. Just don't ask for whiskey instead of brandy. Representatives John Plummer of Lodi and Senator Corey Tomchick of Mosinee sent out a resolution Wednesday seeking to make the brandy old-fashioned Wisconsin's official state cocktail. They sent out statistics to back up their case. Quote, Wisconsin accounts for over half of Korbel's annual brandy sales in the United States. Did you get that? Wisconsin accounts for over half of Korbel's annual brandy sales in the United States, purchasing over 150,000 cases of Korbel brandy in 2019 alone. End quote. The story of the cocktail, the resolution authors state, began in World War II when American distilleries halted their normal operations to provide Europe with grain. Not long after, Wisconsinites found 30,000 cases of Christian Brothers brandy in the state. Then came bitters, ice, sugar, a soft drink, sour mix, or club soda, oranges, cherries, olives, and pickled vegetables. In parentheses, pickled vegetables. Quote, the old fashioned has become an unmistakable symbol of Wisconsin, its residents, and its unique culture. The resolution authors continue. Wisconsin has a large number of official symbols. Its official symbol of peace is the mourning dove. The official insect is the honeybee. The official tree is the sugar maple. Bird is the robin. And flower is the wood violet. The official pastry is a Kringle. Fruit is the cranberry. Herb is ginseng. And dairy product is cheese. Its official state cocktail? We'll see. That's how the story ends. They do have a list of official items in Wisconsin, like the official state animal is the badger. The official state ballad is O Wisconsin, Land of My Dreams. State beverage is milk. The state bird is a robin. And there are more, like the state dance. Do you know what the official state dance in Wisconsin is? Yep, if you said polka, you're right. 928, got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local civic media radio station.
CBS News Brief. Humanitarian aid could finally begin flowing from Egypt into Gaza today. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres at the Rafah crossing.
I have appealed for a humanitarian ceasefire. Not that I consider that humanitarian ceasefire is a precondition for humanitarian delivery.
Egypt is blaming the holdup on Israel for targeted attacks and refusing entry to aid. Republicans in Congress are expected to try again today to elect a new House Speaker. Jim Jordan told reporters he's not giving up on his bid.
Our plan this weekend is to get a speaker elected to the House of Representatives as soon as possible so we can help the American people. Last one.
Director Martin Scorsese on Killers of the Flower Moon, his new movie about the murders of members of the Osage Native American tribe.
What interested me in this story is that it wasn't one specific massacre. It wasn't one specific event. This is something more insidious.
Scorsese spoke to Gail King on CBS Mornings. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Western Wisconsin will receive over $3 million from the United States Department of Justice to improve public safety and strengthen crime prevention efforts. Senator Tammy Baldwin supported the bill that provided the federal funding, saying, quote, "You can provide resources both when somebody is incarcerated and when they re-enter the community to make it less likely that they'll be re-offending." Eau Claire and Barron County each received a significant portion of the funding. Wisconsin's job market continues to grow, hitting a record high for jobs for the third month in a row in September. According to the State Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin added roughly 8,300 jobs from August to September. From September 2022 to last month, the state added about 34,500 jobs. The Department of Workforce Development also noted the unemployment rate remained at 3.1%, slightly lower than the nationwide unemployment rate of 3.8%. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Yeah.
just say, I'm taking the pills and I'm off to Brazil? That's what it sounded like. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9:36 right now on this Friday morning. And if you weren't in New York City last night, you missed a big party. It was invitation only, so it was a small crowd, but evidently the Rolling Stones put on a show and had some surprise guests, including Lady Gaga, perform with them. And evidently they tore it up. Man, you remember when, I shouldn't ask you if you remember when. I should just tell you that the first Rolling Stones album came out 60 years ago, over 60 years ago. And these guys are still going strong. I have a story here from Rolling Stone posted overnight, 2:04 in the morning. It says, Rolling Stones and Lady Gaga shatter New York City. Shatter, get it? At surprise club gig. And for those of you that don't know, Shattered was one of their big hits back in the 70s. But anyway, this party last night was quite an event. Lots of celebrities. In fact, that's how this story starts. By the way, we should mention, too, that the new Rolling Stones album comes out today, Hackney Diamonds. And reviews so far are pretty good. Let me give you some of this story from Rolling Stone. It says the crowd of celebrities, music industry insiders, and media folks that crammed into the New York City club racket on Thursday evening had every reason to believe they were there to witness a Rolling Stones concert, but it was impossible to be sure at first. The invitation billed the event merely as an album release party timed to the release of the new Stones album, Hackney Diamonds. We were told all phones and smartwatches would be placed in pouches and armed guards and personal security would not be allowed in. Dress cool, read the invite. It's a party. The party started with a DJ set by Questlove and Samantha Urbani as the VIP section slowly filled up with the likes of Elvis Costello, Daniel Craig, Rachel Weisz, and Chris Rock. Rumors circulated all week the Stones were going to play a mini set. The stage was set up with their gear, but it felt like an impossible dream that the world's biggest rock band were going to play a 600-seat club that has two nights of Ben Queller and a Talking Heads tribute band on their calendar. Then the lights dimmed after 10 o'clock p.m., and the Stones indeed walked onto the tiny stage. The core band of Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ron Wood, bassist Daryl Jones, and drummer Steve Jordan were joined only by keyboardist Matt Clifford and background vocalist Chanel Haynes. In parentheses, longtime keyboardist Chuck Level, backup singers Bernard Fowler and Sasha Allen, and horn players Carl Denson and Tim Reese were all AWOL for the evening. Quote, how are you doing? Jagger asked the crowd. You having a good time? We're going to play old, we're going to play new, end quote. The band started with Old by going back to 1978 with Shattered, a tribute to a far grimier New York than the one of today. This was the first Stones performance of any sort in over a year, and there were concerns in some quarters when a planned summer tour was scuttled without explanation. Tonight, however, there weren't any signs of rust. Jagger was in pristine form as he glided across the narrow stage and belted out the tale of West Side Rats and Uptown Bedbugs without even glancing at the teleprompter. They followed it up with the live premieres of Angry, the song we just heard, and Whole Wide World. They're two of the best songs off Hackney Diamonds, which is racking up reviews, calling it their best albums, excuse me, their best album in decades, in parentheses, best since Steel Wheels, Undercover, Tattoo You even. We need a few more listens to be sure, but there's no doubt that it's shockingly great. Both of the songs crackled with life on the stage. Quote, "It always seems that we launch our new albums in New York," Jagger said. "We've done it in a blimp in 2002. We've done it on a flatbed truck going down Fifth Avenue in 1975. We did it in a convertible going over the Brooklyn Bridge in 1977. And a train going into Grand Central in 1989. Steel Wheels, right? We were missing the launches so much that we had to make another album to come back and relaunch it." End quote. Tumbling Dice was up next, but the truncated band meant they couldn't do the usual extended coda. It was instead a fast and dirty one, similar to the Exile on Main Street original. Chanel Hayes did a stellar job on the background vocals. Her only prior performance with the Stones took place in 2022 when they flew her to Milan last minute to sing Gimme Shelter when Alan had to miss a show. She was starring as Tina Turner on the West End stage at the time, excuse me, and the producers fired her for missing a performance to make the Rolling Stones gig. It seems like she made the right call because it got her back on the stage with the Stones at least one more time. Quote, "This is the first club gig we've played in a long time in New York," Jagger said when the song wrapped. "I used to come to this club when it was called the Highline. Then it was called Blow and then Powder. Anyway, it's great to be here making a racket. We're going to make a racket with this next one. It's called Bite My Head Off." End quote. This is the Hackney Diamonds song featuring Paul McCartney on bass. It would have been a truly historic moment to see him come out to guest with them on it. But the Beatle is in Australia on his own tour. They did just fine without him, playing the tune at a breakneck speed while Keith Richards and Ron Wood gleefully traded licks. Quote, "You think I'm your..." There's a few words I'm not allowed to say on the radio here. I'll skip this quote. But Jagger was, being colorful with the language. After band intros, Mick Jagger told the crowd they'd be familiar with the next song. It was Jumpin' Jack Flash, and witnessing it up close in a sweaty club as opposed to an 80,000-seat football stadium was simply surreal. And even though they've played it 1,200 times over the past 55 years, more than any other song in their vast catalog, nothing about the performance felt even remotely rote, R-O-T-E. They walked off stage at the end, returning after just about a minute for the live debut of Sweet Sounds of Heaven, which I believe we played yesterday on this show. Maybe it was the day before. But anyway, that's the song from Hackney Diamonds that features Lady Gaga. She sings it with them on the record. And it was no surprise when she walked onto the racket stage, since she was watching the show from the wings all night. Wearing a red sequined jumpsuit, Gaga beamed with joy as she locked voices with Jagger and brought the gospel-tinged ballad to one soaring climax after another. "New York City, the Rolling Stones," Gaga roared at the end. "Take a bow." It was an impossible moment to top. They didn't even try. And even though they played a mere 7 songs and only 3 oldies, nobody walked out looking unhappy. This was the smallest venue the Stones have basically ever played in New York City, and likely the only gig they're going to play anywhere this year. Everyone knew they'd just witnessed something historic. The show sets up a stadium tour that's very likely to head across America next summer. Let's hope they break tradition and play more than just 2 or 3 Hackney Diamonds songs in the set. This isn't another Voodoo Lounge or Bridges to Babylon. It's not just a few decent songs and a lot of filler. This is a colossal achievement that nobody expected from a group that started when JFK was president. They seemed on the verge of death many times in the past, and it'll never be the same without Charlie Watts. But the Rolling Stones proved tonight, last night, that there's at least one more great chapter to come before this whole saga wraps up. 9:46, got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, slight chance of rain, lows around 45. For Saturday, partly sunny and breezy with a high near 56 and northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. For Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 54. Right now, it's 44.
Wings a mile long.
So welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9:53 right now. Music from the Grateful Dead. And temperature right now in Eau Claire, 43 degrees. Amory has 42 degrees. Hey, just before the break, we were talking about that party that went on last night in New York City. Rolling Stones playing in a little tiny club in front of an invitation-only crowd and apparently tore it up, even though they only played seven songs. Everybody seemed to have a really good time. I found an interesting piece at The Guardian with an interview with Mick Jagger concerning this new album. I want to give you a little bit of this before we run out of time for today. This piece at The Guardian posted by Ben Beaumont Thomas, and the headline, is a quote. It's a quote from Mick Jagger. It says, "The more children you have, the more laissez-faire you get." Mick Jagger on aging, rage, and missing Charlie Watts, with the first new Rolling Stones songs in 18 years, the band's frontman is kicking himself for taking so long. He reflects on turning 80 in a worsening world and the style and humor of his late drummer. The new Rolling Stones album is the band's best since Some Girls in 1978. Rock critics have been making this claim since the mid-1980s to talk up a series of albums, Steel Wheels, Voodoo Lounge, Bridges to Babylon. So you probably won't believe me when I say their new one, Hackney Diamonds, really is that good. Better, actually. When I tell Mick Jagger how much I enjoyed it, by this point, he's as suspicious as anyone. Quote, "I've got really good reactions from people that seem to be genuine," end quote. They, the Stones, haven't released an album of new songs since 2005's A Bigger Bang, instead doing 2016 covers album Blue and Lonesome and a series of high-energy, record-breaking world tours. Jagger turned 80 this year. And with Keith Richards passing that milestone in December, I half expected them to do something like Johnny Cash's final recordings with Rick Rubin, contemplating the Styx, that's capital STYX, with a downbeat croak, particularly as it comes after the death in 2021 of Charlie Watts, the band's drummer, since they first stepped into a studio in 1963. But the new album, Hackney Diamonds, is a remarkably varied record, energized and serene, silly and hurt, pissed off and spiritually aligned. The supporting cast includes Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, and Elton John, and Jagger himself is uproariously entertaining. Quote, "It's every era of the Stones. 60s, 70s, the dance stuff they were doing in the 80s, a bare-bones Muddy Waters song," the album's producer, Andrew Watt, explains later over the phone. "Not my idea," Jagger says of that Muddy Waters cover, Rolling Stone Blues, which closes the album with his airy tone, accent shuttling between Sloane Square and the Thames estuary of his childhood. He sounds rather bitchy, and he quickly realizes what he said. Quote, "I think it's a great idea, just not my idea. We're always known as a bluesy rock band, and yes, we finish on a Muddy Waters song. But we're very capable of covering genres outside what you would normally think. I'm not trying to say we're overlooked. I don't think we are. But I'm glad we do songs like Depending on You, a yearning ballad, as well as Bite My Head Off, punk rock song with McCartney, Paul McCartney, on fuzz bass. It's a very wide space between those two. That's what I like about this band. We're not just willing to give it a go. We're actually quite good at covering these different genres." It's Mick Jagger talking about the Rolling Stones after all these years, still going strong 60 years on. 9:58, got to wrap things up for today. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great day and hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in to the Stu Daniels Show.
This is now. This is where I belong.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons, like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.